If you're in the Tampa-St. Petersburg area, you should take time to visit a well-done site called the Florida Holocaust Museum. Not only does it share the moving story of those who lost their lives, but one project helps the living connect with families touched by the tragedy. The story is this edition of the American Countryside. Ursula Shapinska is Director of Education at the Florida Holocaust Museum. She took time to explain something called the NAMES Project, an initiative with roots in Israel.
Yad Vashem is a great organization in Israel which commemorates victims of the Holocaust and provides education and research to everybody.
The goal is to pay respect to all who perished in the Holocaust.
NAMES Recovery Project is a great project which was created by Yad Vashem, and it's aimed at collecting the names of victims of the Holocaust, so those who perished in the Holocaust. And our museum is partnering with Yad Vashem.
The project memorializes those who died, but also connects families.
It gives an opportunity for people who survived to reconnect with some of our relatives. Those forms where the names are collected, which have been submitted by lots of people from all parts of the world, and new submitters can see who has submitted something before, and maybe they can reconnect.
To date, 4 million names have been collected by Yad Vashem. Ursula says if you know someone who died in the Holocaust, you should take time to search the website and look to connect with their living family members.
It's available online on Yad Vashem's website, but all you need is just the basic information, a name and location. Of course, some people will have more information, but that basic information is really enough, and sometimes that's all that somebody knows.
Just type NAMES Recovery Project in your web search engine, and you'll find the Yad Vashem website, a place where people commemorate lives and connect to families touched by the Holocaust. Traveling the countryside in St. Petersburg, Florida, I'm Andrew McCray.